chief of the Turks took me as his prize to a port which was held by the Moors. He did not use me so ill as at first I thought he would have done, but he set me to work with the rest of his slaves. This was a change in my life which I did not think had been in store for me. How my heart sank with grief at the thought of those whom I had left at home, nay, to whom I had not had the grace so much as to say goodbye when I went to sea, nor to give a hint of what I meant to do. Yet all that I went through at this time was but a taste of the toils and cares which it has since been my lot to bear. I thought at first that the Turk might take me with him when next he went to sea, and so I should find some way to get free. But the hope did not last long, for at such times he left me on shore to see to his crops. This kind of life I led for 2 years, and as the Turk knew and saw more of me, he made me more and more free. He went out in his boat once or twice a week to catch a kind of flat fish, and now and then he took me and a boy with him, for we were quick at this kind of sport, and he grew quite fond of me. One day the Turk sent me in the boat to catch some fish, with no one else but a man and a boy. While we were out, so thick a fog came on that, though we were out not half a mile from the shore, we quite lost sight of it for 12 hours, and when the sun rose the next day, our boat was at least 10 miles out at sea. The wind blew fresh, and we were all much in want of food, but at